good evening.
Hello.
Okay, hi. So we're holding here in the middle of Reyes Anoilat versus Yisabshitas and Yisarkava. I think the dub is a Ramzer as all the Medishan Chum of Zesh Terasali Oila. Maxim the Mailam in Inyan. Bahoya Kiyech, the Vesham of Yisarkava, the Hagzas Terasali Oila, Amakasav. It be cash to the hobby carbon, the Tigza Lodom Kum. Lama, can he ask him why it mishpat any gazel boiler? The aim is at the mala oiler of any macabloch, not a yotchum and a gazel. So, Kasrov says about gazel also, about gazel that it's not that, that if a person wants to bring a carbon, yes, he may not a yotchum and a gazel. Oma dubi, mi yale bar shem yokum kem kotcher, niki chapayim var leipov. Umitchilas a carbonis at the lomate, shenema odom kiyakim mi kem carbon. So the Medrash points out that the first, the first thing mentioned is the union of Archak from Gzela, Valedavahu, that would be the first Nekuda mentioned. Rakshaino Roy Levishem Makiv Karbon. Shear by midas a gezel, will kach nismach al pashas oyla pashas gezel. Vize, ki kol korb shukorv of Hashem, ein roy shear by a gezel. Ki kasha gezel macherim hine ein a roy li as korv Hashem isparach, kuhu isparach pashit betachas apshituch. Misha gezel macherim hari mekabel mizulosoi she ein a roy loy ve ein ze pashit. Ki a pashit oyvet ba'atzmoi ein mekabel zulosoi. Kabbalah is the law of Kavish and Batsmoy, of the fat by Oilok Sid Keshem, signing of Oilok, Oilokul, call Hashem is Barak, the Kavish is Barak Gamri, Ben Roy Bishesh by Kavik Moises, Shugazel Dosh Shain, Shaikh Lot Gamri, Zakov Biosa, Ben Roy is Kav Hashem is Barak, Shoilok Kadish Kadashi. Fikach, some of Pasha Baskeful. So I want to, we spoke about it a little bit last time, but I want to go over the Nakuda here. In the Indian of a carbon, you're offering to someone, when you offer a thing to somebody, you offer something that is of that person's metzias. For instance, if a person offers, brings a shalach manis to a Rosh Hashiva, he buys him a gift in order to, you know, for something that the person did for him. So he's not going to get him two movie tickets to the newest movie that came out. I mean, maybe certain Hashemis yes, but after Panim, one would assume the norm would be you would get Sfarim, because the offering of the gift is something that can and would become a kinyan to that person. So for this person, this is Royu, and therefore it's matim to have X, Y, or Z. But something which is not shaykh to the person, if it's a person who works hard against smoking, to buy him a few boxes of cigars is not appropriate. Chayim hala. In other words, when you're giving something of a gift, it has to contain something that fits the nature of the one who's getting it. Now, Akadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, meat and animals and fat and blood don't need it to come from Akadosh Baruch Hu, but the panemius of it, in other words, the hakrava shabbat, like it says, an ani brings flour because that's his nefesh. So the hakrava of it, the nedivus leiv shabbat, the min tahar carries in itself certain tchunis that Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of those inyanim are things that make this of the shaykhis and of the min that Asher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So min tahar has in itself certain nekudis. The tmimus, shleimus, all the properties that are given much more. It's almost much different. Let's take I buy for Talmud Chacham instead of Svar? So the answer is, the Shaykh of the person said a Svar. I would try to make sure that they're not missing any pages, that it hasn't been, I don't know, waterlogged. But those are already kind of different attributes of that which I'm bringing to him. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Atmiyus Kaviyahu of what I have to bring are those tunis. The fact that it's Sholem, Shlemus is a thing that's after Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tohar is a thing that's after Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Gezela is something that's Behechlet, not after Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's also the reason why when people did Averis, it says Zevach Rishon Pe'eva. So we've explained it a few times. Now, we don't find that somebody who's a Rasha should not put on Talmud Tefillin or should not wash until Shadayim or not learn. The reason is because those misses are not affected by any of the qualities. If you did them, you did them. If a person is a Baal Aveira, so what he's mechaven to in the bringing of the carbon is not the Taras Halev or any of the other tchunis that make it into what it is, but rather to the meat and to the dam. If you're a Baal Aveira, then what you're bringing is dam and shuman, and that's Fakarish Baruch Hu, To'eva Fakarish Baruch Hu. So there's a special beta. But Gesli says it goes to the very heart of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyah holds, the meat of Pshitas, and this is something that is the Hefech of Pshitas Murkav. V'zeh Shama David Miyale Bar Hashem Yipem Kachay Mikich Apayim Bar Leib of Kleima Miyale Bar Hashem Liyas Korv U'mispala Madegas Al Yoyim Mikich Apayim Ki Lo Yas Azeis Ein Lemidas HaPshitas V'ubala Kavim V'im Yilem Yis HaPshitas Oz Yoyol Loi Bar Leib of Shehu Pashit Ba'atzmoy Sheniska Achav. In other words, the musik of Bar Levov is yesh le seichel zach v'nokik mashiz baya. The midah that shalit in the person is the midah of pshitos. He doesn't need things that are not shaykh to his atzmius, and therefore it's good. Masha ein kein in the minute that he's dealing with things that are shaykh to his atzmius, the minute he takes things that are not, he's not nekicha payim, means something outside of himself sticks to his hands. He's not bar leva. When somebody's not pure of heart, means that the first pshat you learn is because impure thoughts evaded him. He thinks about gzeil, which is impure. Meanwhile, learning it, it's much sharper. It's the pshat that you are this. Why is it that your mind is fixating on something else? You have X, and that includes yourself and your nechassim and everything else. The fact that there's something else that you're kind of hankering for means that there's a tarevus in your lev of the midah pshitus and something else. The שהוא רואה הנוילד הוא הלוי הראשון של שהוא שמקם הראשון אין פשוט. Now he's going to ask the obvious question. If הוא משלה מה קויס למחר, so I mean, so why not say גזילה? I mean, they're בעצם trying to say גזילה, why not just say גזילה? So he says, הוא משלה אמה הקויס למחרים, כי הגזל יש בחט אחר מה שגזל בקויח. In other words, Adrabba, you know, when I say something, when I say that somebody has a bad, a veir of gzela, there's another nekuda here. It's not only the midara. It's like the difference between somebody who's chaymed after the mom or somebody else, and then he takes it. So I can't pinpoint and say you want to know what is an example of somebody that's chaymed people's money? A guy who steals. Well, he stole. The stealing includes the element of using a strong hand against somebody else's rishus, and that's an avl in its own right. And that would not point out the problem of Bar Leibov. Masha Magov Machim, Kagazish Bechetach, and Masha Gozel Bechayach. It's very interesting that in some of the side point a little bit, the Rambam, I mean, in our mind, the way we learn, when we learn Chumash and Rashi, so the Gzela is generic taking from somebody else. Geneva is a special element if you did it stealthily, and that's why you are chayav kefil. So in our mind, gzela is a simple way of taking something from somebody, and geneva is a special chumrah. The Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about the yush factor, there's sodom lekan and sodom lekan. It's machlokes in the Gemara. On the one hand, somebody who's a ganef, the bailam is more messiahish because he doesn't know who the person is, but he knows, on the other hand, he knows that if he catches him, the guy will probably cough up the money because he's scared. A gazlan, he knows who it is, so one on the other holds his no yish by gzela. On the other hand, if he was violent enough to go ahead to take it, you know, straight out, then chances are he's not going to give it back so quickly. So Gzela has itself, when the Gemara dashes Hechidam Gzela, like Vayigla Sechadnis Miyana Mitzri, there's an element of taking Bekoyach that you don't even have in, that you don't even have in Geneva. In other words, it's not the Pshat, the way one would think that Gzela is any type of taking money, and Geneva is a special, and Geneva is a special case of it. Adarabah, there's in Yanim, where Gzela is worse because it's in your taking Bekoyach. Masal Magazel Macher, Yakagaz Chatav Ashgaz Bekoyach, Aval Leva Vene Mishalim, Ein Larak Mida Razes, Shuyitz Migeda Pshitus, Shumaila Al Yoyna La Adam. Ubaze Haloiva Vene Mishalim, Hefech Lekamila Roya Sanoila. Ke Roya Sanoila Yesh Sechel Zach Poshet Moshe Zbaya. Vahaloiva Vene Mishalim, Hu Nimshach Acha Kabola Mizulosoi, because he's a murkav, he's not poshut, he doesn't have the seichel zach. The ama haloyve min ha'adam kilo love, haloyve min ha'adam kilo love min ha'makri. That if you steal from
Kilo Omer Sheyulvim in Odemacha, Viparaloi.
Lefigach nechshav aleven adam kleben amokin. So he says that it's ki'ilu, since halva is a dover that's mutter, and since there's a musig of halva, so the person who's being leiva is ki'ilu did it with a Kadosh Baruch Hu's backing. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that you, that the other person is mechuyev to give to you, and therefore it's going to be, you know, the Torah instituted halva. The Torah said le'yer le'vavcha. The Torah said you have a chiyuv to give it. So ki'ilu you're using a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hamlotza against him. That's the pashut pshat over here. The v'araya shehevi min akasav leiva rosh leishalim lehevi raya rak shal leiva vid mishalim urach mashem yisparach ulefikach uhefach araya sanelet asher raya sanelet korav hashem yisparach mitzad asecho shalei hafashut ukamoy shamarnu eich leiva vid mishalim enichas mechitza yedim shem pshutim
Russia,
and because he's Yitzhak Nasir Roy. is Baruch Hadvarim Itosam in this point of Behem. Ki loy nemru Dvarim Eilu Bumdun Rasvar Rakim Dvarim Bura Amitim. So he's going back again to the Kuda that these Inyanim are Bedafka. In other words, they weren't just listing a whole bunch of Inyanim, but they were rather listing things that are very Mucha, and so on. Rakim Tzas Lachachim Alashim Eitzim Mokim Dizim Abon Aladim. I want to explain a certain Akuda here. There's a reluctance to accept something. Let's say Reuven said the following. Reuven said a statement. And I come along and I'm masked to Reuven's statement. So, Bederach Klal, the longer the Hezber is, the less inclined I am to believe that that's what it really meant. So if the Rambam has two words, and I say a shtickle prayer that's 25 pages long, so instinctively my sense is, nah, the Rambam didn't mean all that, and that's not that's what it meant. And people who are outsiders, who never learned in the yeshiva, shederach, that's an instinctive criticism. You know, Reb Chaim Shtickel Torah is very, very nice. You don't mean to say the Rambam meant in three or four words this whole Shtickel Torah. I mean, where is it? There's actually the Ritvaz, the Rebbe David, wrote on the Yerushalmi, big Goyin, but he was the old Cheder, called Reb Chaim Sefer Alchemy. He writes about it, that it's like he's producing, he's taking one thing and making something else out of it. It's not Emes. Somebody who has an ear that he's used to hearing it, you know, he can sometimes you read a Shtickel Torah and say, you know, you're putting in way too much into it, it's not what it says. And sometimes you say, I needed the Hezba because I didn't see the whole picture, but now that I see the whole picture, this is exactly what the Rambam is saying. It's clear that he's saying that. It's not always that Richas HaHezba is not because we're saying the Rambam is supposed to be the player, but once you understand the Nekudas, it's quite clear that's the Nekuda where the Rambam is going with it. And the Arichas Dvarim is simply because HaHezba, because you weren't aware of the underlying Nekuda and so on and so forth. The Chaznish has, I think it's in Askama, I think in a letter to Rav Shach Nabi Ezri, he writes that about, he criticizes a specific Shtickel Torah that, you know, even though sometimes he says there's a lengthy explanation, but it's Al Pi Derech HaChachma, he calls it, and it's not, we're not Ma'amis Devarim in Kadmainim. Basically what he says is, sometimes the explanation is long, but it's giving you a certain understanding, a simpler understanding which fits into the words. And sometimes the sense when you finish the whole understanding is that you put a lot of words into it. And he's saying the same as Nazis about himself, that I have here a whole long Shtickel Torah, and it's on the simple words of the Mishnah, but he says, I need it to be marked in Lashon Kedei to have a lot of, but the emes, it's, I mean, once it snaps in, you understand what it means, and it lays there. I mean, he's a pause. He's saying, it's a tzaf lachim aloshim etzabok, at least I have one of them. The chavis dvarim is, because to explain these concepts, why a lezer, dafka, not a gazlin, and the music of sheep is not covenant, all that he went through now, and Russia, and tzadik, and so on, you know, I was myrich, but it's not taking away from the hafana shoot of the words. I'm not sure I'm not sure if it says that I'm not, you know, it's, I'm not sure what he means, kilu. Does he mean to say that inyan al pisay the chamisha milas la'adam that he said before is keneged? There is a musik of chamesh, you know, the 10 spheres that divide the 5 patsufim, like I think we mentioned. Maybe it means that. So the ayin she'en lefajim chom divay svar klau, rak the divay chachma. Like we said before, also svara means what we call analog. Be'erech, you know, it's more, it's less, it's reasonable to assume. means intentional. It has specific nekudas that it shies them. Ve'el dvarim in sofik and chachamim ki efshel fashin dvarim to aymek feshin dvarim, again, which are his remazim that there's a nyanam of the kabbal and so on. Any questions?
No, it's clear.
Okay.